Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Wednesday, July 21st. This is the biggest news we've broken in our entire history. Get ready.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind letting me have a look at the contents of your bag, please?
Me?
Biological samples. I have the papers right here.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you to open this up, sir.
Open it? Well, yes, of course.
Excuse me,
not
man. You have to get in the
car. See? Biological, check the papers. It's all proper. Take a permit.
It's empty.
Well, yes, to be sure. It looks empty. I assure you it's not.
You don't understand. No, ma'am, I don't have to understand. You can't have to get
very important to me.
No, I understand that you cannot get
identified. There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
That's not necessary, sir. Mm. There you go. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a good flight.
Tells you he wants to kill you when he takes over every major medical system on the planet, backed by the Rockefeller Foundation, now in public control of World Health through the UN that they established in 1946. And I want you to meet the real 12 monkey scientist. He heads up the program, ladies and gentlemen, out of the biggest bioweapons lab in the world in London, England. He's David L.V. Bauer, and he went on TV and said that the inoculations for COVID-19 from Pfizer, that he studies and runs the program on, studying those that are vaccinated around the world, he says it will get rid of your immune system and give you 1/6 of the immune system you had previously. And that you're going to need shots every month. Every month. This gets rid of your immune system. It basically gives you the equivalent of HIV. It even has the HIV delivery system in it. But it does it through a different mechanism and destroys your body's immune system. They've committed mass crimes against humanity. I think we're too stupid to know what's happening. I had a huge brainstorm yesterday, and I did 7 hours of research yesterday evening until 3:30 in the morning. And I'm going to present that here today. But here's just a small prelude of what's coming up. Here he is.
The message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
So folks saw that, and it got about 5 million views, and Twitter took it down. It was on the international TV. And then I went and read a bunch of his papers, and he admits it gets rid of your immune system. So, wow! Who needs an immune system? Thank you, Pfizer! Oh, it's all coming up. Oh, and guess who's sponsoring making little kids wear masks? You guessed again, Pfizer. The spirit of Hitler lives.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air, we shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, this is definitely going to be the most important broadcast of my 27 years on air. It is only by the grace of God and your incredible prayers and support that we are still in this position to fight back against these monsters. And so I want to salute all of you for keeping us in this position, holding us with your gravity, with your will, where we're still here, you know, despite all the enemy's attacks. And I just thank God for putting me in the position to be able to do this. I have been very, very obviously upset, just like you have, about the extermination of our people and about this public depopulation being carried out by folks that say they wanted to carry out this very depopulation. But I got home yesterday, had dinner with the family. My daughter wanted to go to bed early, the youngest daughter, about 8. So I went into my office. I closed the door, and it was about 1 a.m. when I went and got in bed. And then I could not stop praying. And God said, get back up and go get back on the computer. And I just started jumping around everywhere. And just, I'm going to give you that gestalt of information here today. And while I was up late at night, I was getting text messages from very well-known prominent talk show hosts who were all simultaneously researching the same thing. So I'm up at midnight and top talk show hosts in the country, just to show you the synchronicity, are both hitting me with messages on the same zeitgeist subject. So the force is with us, as they say. Let me go ahead and lay it out for you. Let me just lay it out, and then in the next hour, I'm going to show you everything I claim here. We have video of Fauci. We have like 5 videos, but I'm going to play one here. 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, I guess 18, so 6 videos. Of him saying, of course I'm funding gain of function, it's good to do, calling it gain of function. And then we have him saying he's never funded gain of function. When taking animal viruses and making them transmittable to humans is the essence of when they developed the term during World War II of the Nazis giving animal viruses gain of function to humans. The term comes from that. So it's like saying Roger Staubach was never a Dallas Cowboy. I mean, he's the cowboy. Or, I mean, it's just ridiculous level gaslighting. We have that. That's one small area. And Senator Paul saying he's referring for criminal prosecution of Fauci. Don't hold your breath. But, I mean, this is what he's done. He is a criminal with Bill Gates. And it's either us or them. Then I began to research off a clip that I ran into at like 8 at night of Trudeau, the guy that says he wants to be a communist Chinese dictator, the prime minister of Canada, still got him in lockdown up there. announcing forced booster shots, because they're trying to make them forced, every year, and in 2024, they go back to giving you two a year of whatever, quote, Pfizer wants to put in you. Then, off of that, I did some more research, and I said, I wonder who's directing this project. So I looked up who directs the project of how to, quote, tweak the Pfizer shot, and I found the former Pfizer employee who heads up the project for the main Level 4 bioweapons lab in London, England, that we'll be telling you about. And I watched seven or eight of his videos and then read, scanned over dozens of his papers. And by the time I was done, my jaw was on the ground, and it went right back to Henrietta Lacks that we told you about, this black woman that got eaten alive by cancer in 1 week, and they cut her uterus out, stole it, and it's the basis of all human cloning, everything today. The cells won't die. They have factories all over the world that just create her cells. And I already knew all this, but my God, I didn't know they cloned her in 1966. They spliced her with mice in 1966. I mean, folks, you've seen The Thing where it, like, jumps on things and eats them? That's what ate her. And they even say they don't believe it's human, doesn't have our genome, doesn't have our chromosomes, and they call it another species and debate whether what was in her uterus is an alien. I'm going to show you Wikipedia, and then I'm going to show you the actual documents. Now, this little feller right here, because let me tell you, I'm not going to pretend to know exactly what they're doing, but let's just say this. It's world-ending, baby. They're putting Henrietta Lacks cells in you. And one other white baby that got aborted in the third trimester, also in the late 60s. But she's from 1951. So, ladies and gentlemen, woo! This isn't a science fiction movie you went to sit down and eat some Milk Duds and popcorn, drink Coca-Cola. This is chills up my spine. I got in bed at 3:30, and I literally had to get back out of the bed and get on my knees. And because we already knew this stuff, but man, this is bad. This is bad, bad, bad. They admit on video, and I'm going to show you when we come back, that they had the guy that heads the program up, that it gets rid of your immune system, and that when you've taken two Pfizer shots alone, your immune system is 1/6 what it was. And you're like, well, that's hiding criminal activity in plain view. Why? Because they have to just say it like, hey, pedophilia is legal. I got articles right here. Mainstream news. Horrifying. Berlin foster experiments saw kids deliberately given to pedos to see if sex abuse was good for them, close quote. Told you about that a long time ago, but it's mainstream news. They did it to 30,000 plus children all over Germany. Babies to be raped by men in an experiment. So, and it's the same group, but what I'm getting at here is, you have to hide it in plain view. Like, well, sure we give kids pedophiles. What's the big deal? Or, sure, of course we injected black people with syphilis. Oh, the Henrietta Lacks story? Guess where it comes out of? And the human cloning. Tuskegee, Alabama. And then they spliced her with everything. Because you see, the cells won't die. They never stop replicating. You just put some on the table and they'll live 5 years. But if you put them in any type of medium, they just keep growing and growing and growing and growing. They send her cells to space. They divide even faster. Folks, I'm not joking. This is all real, okay? But just the bombshells that I'm giving you here, you're going to see video of Trudeau saying, oh, you're going to get shots every year. And then you're going to learn why. They're now saying, oh, you need 10 shots a year. It's a therapeutic, and we're going to give you cancer drugs if you have COVID. Because, oh, it's like cancer or HIV, they're now announcing. I have those clips. They're like, you know, it's like HIV. It gets rid of your immune system, and it never goes away. But then they go, oh, and the vaccine gets rid of your immune system and never goes away. But don't worry, We got cancer drugs for you after the shots don't work. Woo! Permanently wipes out your bone marrow and your lymph nodes able to defend you. They're just lowering everybody's defenses right now for extermination. That's how powerful we are, is they've got to actually put this. I mean, they've done it. They've done it. And I guess we're going to join all the aborted babies now, because they're within 6 months to a year, and it's already happening. Just the death's going to be everywhere. When the viruses and the mutations hit this fall, they're going to say it's COVID. Everything's going to be locked down. There's going to be dead people all over the place. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse until we wake up that they're doing this to us on purpose. I don't care if you're in the Navy or you're a farmer or you're in the FBI or you're in the military or you're a school teacher. I don't care who you are. This is going to get you. You're not getting out of this. You're not getting out of this. They got cells that they debate are alien that they're putting in all this. The Gardasil shots, all the major vaccines. Henrietta Lacks, whatever ate her.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Everyone on Earth is being injected with cellular product from an immortal cell line from a black woman that died in 1951. An aggressive cancer they believe is not of human cells, different genome, that cannot die, ate her in a week. They took it for research. They've only found one other human, they admit, that had an immortal cell line. That was an aborted baby in the 1960s. But undoubtedly, they've got other immortal cell lines that they're not telling us about in others in plants and animals. That's why there's some trees they'll find that normally can live 500 years, but some they found that are 4,000 years old. There's certain cell lines that are basically immortal. This is the secret to immortality that so many sought out, the Holy Grail. And they are testing it all on us to then get tissue samples they believe to find out of all these horrible mutations that are going to happen, a controllable immortal cell line for life extension. So now you know the main mode of power, control, playing God. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Let me give you the bombshell information. You have to understand this is 7 hours of research yesterday that dovetails into years of research, but the rabbit hole is so deep that we only scratch the surface, and we've gone deeper than anybody else but the people running this who are light years ahead of us. They're evil. They're hunchbacked. They're almost always connected to pedophilia because it's about dehumanizing humanity. They're the scum of the earth, but they are willing to go randomly do raw research, as they call it, and to get control of society to play God, and now they're doing it. Here is Justin Trudeau, the leader of Canada, who said on multiple occasions he admires dictatorship. Here he is yesterday announcing that they're buying from Pfizer, who with Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation run everything. The mask mandates on kids, everything. They're the ones behind it. I'll show you those documents next segment. They are now coming out. This is the project director, David L.V. Bauer, group leader of the most prestigious facility, one of the most prestigious facilities in the world, the Francis Crick Institute, the biggest, most high-tech bio lab in the world in London. And here they are saying you need your monthly dose now, at least 10 shots. They say monthly, but they say 10 a year, not 12, of whatever Pfizer says goes into you. And he goes on to say, and I went and read his papers where he says this, they've studied those injected with the Pfizer shot alone in the UK and from around the world. He's from North America, but he lives in England. He's an Oxford scholar, Cecil Rhodes scholar. That's the Global Government Trust. Rhodes scholar. And he's running this particular program, and he says, this gets rid of your immune system. He just said, you're not going to have an immune system anymore. But it's okay, because now we're going to give you shots all the time. We're going to play him in a moment. But first, here is Trudeau saying it. And then here is this individual, the head scientist, leading the testing that's actually showing that you don't have the immune system after you do this. I mean, this is just earth-shattering, but they put it out like it's no big deal. You've got something less than 0.1% death rate, even in sick people, even in old people, comorbidities. You've got something that doesn't even affect the young, but thanks to the hysteria and the irrational behavior, they're now telling you, oh, and we showed mainstream news articles last segment when I mentioned that. They just pulled up articles. Mainline news went, well, yeah, the Pfizer shot does get rid of your immunity. They all do. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, David L.V. Bauer. First, we're going to play the leader of Canada, still under lockdown yesterday. Here it is.
While more and more Canadians are getting vaccinated right now, it's also important to plan ahead for the future. We've reached an agreement with Pfizer for 35 million booster doses for next year and 30 million in the year after. This deal includes options to add 30 million doses in both 2022 and 2023, and an option for 60 million doses in 2024. Pfizer has been a solid partner for Canada in this fight against COVID-19, and we're happy to be one of the first countries to secure an agreement with them going forward. These boosters will be the latest version of the Pfizer vaccine based on research and testing, and they will help us keep the virus under control. And the work doesn't end there either. We're on ongoing discussions with other vaccine manufacturers about their plans for booster shots, too.
Their plans. They say it. What's in it's secret. They don't do public testing. They just give you the experimental injections, which they admit give you blood clots that can kill you and attack your uterus. And, oh, you'll think you have cancer, but don't worry, it's not cancer. Though people then go in and have stage 3, stage 4 cancer. That's mainline news. And they're just normalizing it. Hey, it gets rid of your immune system. Hey, a lot of people are getting cancer within a few weeks of taking this. No, it is causing it. Just don't worry. That's just a happy side effect. And they've noticed if they just normalize it, like, hey, we're going to have human sacrifice. Bring your firstborn son up to the temple next week. We're going to cut their heart out under the full moon. And people went, well, everybody's cutting their child's heart out. Every culture went into a decadent cycle and would demand the firstborn boys and girls be killed. Every culture. Mesoamerica, if you've got a German background, your ancestors ate their children. In certain times. If you've got a Latin American background, Mesoamerican, your ancestors ate their children. If you've got an ancient African background, there were times when people sacrificed their children. Why does every culture do this? There is an evil group that gets control and does this. Look at this headline. Mainline news. DW.com. The Sun. Everything reporting it. Horrifying Berlin foster experiments saw 30,000 children deliberately given to pedophiles to see if sex abuse was, quote, good for them. That's human sacrifice right there. This is a cult. So here's David L.V. Bauer, who heads up the program at the main bioweapons lab in London, England, that started the first shots, that's going after the kids, that's doing the trials on children. He studies their blood to see what happens, and he heads the project up, and here he is telling you that it reduces your immune system massively when you take it, so you got to have more shots in the future. Well, talk about capturing humanity, here it is.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024. In 2024, you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin your ride with God right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Into Satan's mind, thanks to God, and I know more than most of the minions of the system that have a good idea what they're building but are delusional. I've got the big picture, and so do you. And our goal is to give the general public the big picture of the nightmare system that's being built for them and their families, and that compliance with this means death, enslavement, humiliation, and separation from God, and that resistance to this is the animating contest of liberty that God designed us for that will elevate us to the next level. So this is the big challenge. So we got to keep our chins up, we got to stay focused, and we got to ask God to lead, guide, and direct us. Okay. I got Robert Barnes on a host of issues joining us next hour. I need to judiciously get through as much of this as I can before that happens. And then we do have some of those medical doctors that have filed the emergency lawsuit over all the different secret recording systems of deaths that they're saying are in 40-plus thousand just in the first week of the vaccines in the U.S., which I believe those numbers, because we know that only one out of 40 VARs gets reported, VARs, and that's it. That's it. 13,000 now. Most of those are physician-reported. So those guys are on the show Friday. And we have some other experts joining us tomorrow as well. And I also have Dr. Yidan, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, who just retired 3 years ago, very prestigious, saying this is a crime against humanity. He's made new statements. He said this is crimes against humanity. This is a global depopulation operation. This is purposely to make everybody sick and collapse civilization for a great reset. So now Dr. Yidan has come out, since he came out in December with Wolfgang Ludard, the chief advisor to the European Union Medical Board, and said, okay, it's confirmed. They did it on purpose. This is the greatest crime in history, and this is designed to collapse society as a weapon. Of course. I mean, you don't do something like this unless you're planning to pull out all the stops. And as soon as we try to arrest them, they'll activate the race war squads they've got. We've got to not kill each other. We're black or white or brown or whatever. We got to see through that. We got to come together as well. I mean, this is their big move, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. So, and I see the sad left going, we're with the science. We're with Fauci. Fauci's a corrupt bureaucrat, a eugenicist with Bill Gates. But let me stop. The bad news is these people are out of control and evil, and they've triggered their operation, and they can't even reverse it at this point. The fight's on. The good news is we know their whole plan. We've been studying it. And now, because InfoWars was able to be the genesis with our research and a few other experts that understood things 17, 18 months ago, we were able to get ahead of this thing. And then a lot of top scientists and researchers looked at what we were saying and then applied their incredible gravitas to it and concurred and even found more than obviously we'd found. And so we weren't caught flat-footed like the enemy wanted. They've launched their attack. I would say a billion people are going to die very slowly now. I mean, we're seeing biblical stuff unfold. It's just unbelievable. There's no going back now. I mean, look at these stacks of articles. None of this is here as a prop. This is not meant to impress people. Every one of these is an incredible story. I spent a whole hour just on this report, 5 pages long. Former Pfizer VP destroys media hit piece attacking his warnings about COVID injection, a pack of lies. That's a nice headline. That's the headline they put out when he was interviewed. The real headline is, says that it's crimes against humanity, confirmed depopulation. This one article. And then I read the other accompanying articles that go with it. So just imagine what's in here. Total proof that Fauci lied and called it gain of function when he funded it and gave speeches bragging, saying he's proud of funding gain of function. We have that video. We have 6 or 7 of them. And we've aired them before, but he just told Congress that's preposterous and that Rand Paul's a liar. I have more proof of lies. He said 99% of the people dying of COVID are dying because they weren't inoculated. And then I went to the AP report. There is no link. There is nothing. They said they looked at private information Fauci gave them that won't be published. Well, guess what? I actually have the reporting services of the UK, of the EU, and the US. And you know what? It's above 50% in almost every index were actually vaccinated that are dying, that they're saying COVID, and they're trying to suppress it. So when you hear 99.2%, like Fauci said, he pulled that out of the Rockefeller Foundation's rear end because they tell him what to say. That's on record. And I'm not trying to impress you here. You need to go research this all yourself. But how many times did I tell you Rockefeller Foundation runs Gates, runs Fauci? And now they said, step aside, boys, because they're losing right now. I mean, They've launched their attack, but they know it's not going well. They're like, step aside. Now the big boy stood up. And believe me, they're hovering over the button to have me killed. They're like, you kill him, it's going to make him bigger. Don't do it. They're having debates in their boardrooms. And that's fine, because you're all going to be dead soon, too, anyways. So, I mean, I'm talking about all the listeners. You guys are our rightful gods. You're going to kill us, right? We're all just going to bend over and take it. George Soros, by the way, just merged with Bill Gates' foundation to take control of world COVID testing. Of course. Just like Laura Silsby got caught kidnapping all those kids for Hillary Clinton, got convicted, changed her name, and now she heads up Amber Alert. Of course you do. Of course you do. Let me control myself and come back in the next segment. It's a long segment. And hit the lockdown in Australia, which is the same thing already happening in Canada, the same thing coming back to the UK and Europe. It's the model, because the Australians are good people and the globalists have taken over. So they have a so-called conservative leader doing it to them, sending them Boris Johnson. It's all set up. They're announcing the lockdowns, the mask, because they weren't good and didn't take their shots. They've had 10 people die this year from COVID, but not one person's allowed to die, even though thousands commit suicide and everything else. You know, that's absurd. They want it to be absurd. They want it to be absolutely asinine and to not make any sense. That's how they operate. That's how the globalists rule over us, is they just get us to suspend logic and then just see headlines. German government gave 30,000 children to convicted pedophiles so they could rape them. Mainstream news, stripped to you three times. Yeah, even the New Yorker tells you about it. I mean, these are sick, sick people. How many years ago did I tell you about that? I told you about that 10 years ago about Germany. That's the socialists for you. They are devils. They drain the energy off children like Skeksis drain the energy of the innocent in dark crystal. It's all an allegory. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to ask you all to remember that you make this broadcast possible. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off the best discounts there are. They have a lot of promo codes, but ours is the best. That's the deal I struck, where I get a little less money. So does Lindell, but you get the very best deals. But, you know, he goes to stores, they want 50%. Well, I'm not asking for that. I'm asking for a much smaller percent. That way you get more of a savings. Lindell obliged. I said, I want the best affiliate deal you've got. And he said, okay, it's this one. 66% off, up to that. It's like 25 on the lowest deal, up to 66. On average, it's about half off. MyPillow.com and promo code Alex gets you the very best deal at MyPillow.com and all their products. And X2 is still available in the dropper bottle. At 40% off, it's the deep earth crystal iodine for your stamina, your libido, but more importantly, your immune system, every cell. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's why they bomb you with fluoride and try to keep this from you. It is such a game changer. It is so amazing. I've got the libido of when I was a 16-year-old because of X2. I mean, I got on this stuff 8 years ago, and I was like, my God, why wasn't I told about this earlier? I'm a teenager again. InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. Have we not delivered? Are we not the place to support? We are. We love you. We're in this together.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and
should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jones Show. We're about to show you with documents, with the actual studies he funded, with his name on the top of the line, in charge. The buck stops with him, Fauci, and videos. There's a bunch of videos. We'll just play you one of him endorsing gain of function and saying it's good to do, and then doing it and then lying to Congress. It's a huge scandal in 2015. They had to move it from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, over to Wuhan, China, to get away with it. And he's just up there bigger than Dallas saying, we've got all the experts and the entire program signing off on it. Oh, you mean auditor fraud? Manager fraud? The first thing the FBI, back when it did half its job, would look at is the CEOs and the controllers engaged in fraud? You mean you had Peter Daszak and Lanzik not have his name on it, but write a whole study saying it didn't come out of Wuhan? You mean you're in control of the whole cover-up while you're in control of the vaccines and control of the censorship, you little monster? But next hour, I'm going to get more into this. In Australia, you remember in Canada 2 weeks ago, they said, we don't want to ever have the end of martial law because people talk in the street and then they want to oppose us. Well, now the Australian government officially said, do not talk to people. Don't even look at people. That will spread COVID. So you don't even talk, cult members, when you're outside your house. I mean, this is a direct communist authoritarian beyond Hitler, beyond Stalin, beyond Mao. Attempt by this behavioral psychologist, gang rape, assault with big corporations they've launched on us. I mean, this is redonkulous. So we'll play that next hour, but in case you're doubting me, here's a little bit of it. Go ahead.
Whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, in the Coles, washer at Coles or Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others. Even if you've got a mask, do not think that affords total protection. We want to be absolutely sure that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk.
10 people have died in Australia, supposedly from COVID. This is a total takeover. She says, I know it's in your human nature. It's about getting you out of your human nature, teaching you you're dirty. What kills you is bacterial pneumonia wearing the mask. Top health officer. She's the top health officer. That's coming up. Orders Australians, don't have conversations. How about you go jump off a cliff? We're not going to hurt you, lady. But if humans are so bad, you know, the next thing is stop breathing, just kill yourselves. You know, don't talk to people, stay in your house, commit suicide. What about the thousands of suicides in Australia on top of their previous record? This is sick. This is to see what you'll put up with to beta test for the rest of the world. Good God. Remember in the UK, they said, don't look at people and wear your mask in the swimming pool. The Spanish police said, wear your mask in the ocean. It's all an exercise in martial law, making you the dirty person, making you the criminal. It's all a Milgram psychological experiment. Now, you saw the exchange yesterday. We've got a clip of it, of Rand Paul, doctor, walking Fauci into perjury, which he's done. We're going to play a little compilation of that exchange here in a moment. The full exchange is like 8 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com. But Fauci was shaking. He got really mad. He didn't know what to do because he's being called out on their illegal program that he runs the whole damn thing on. And so this is the beginning of the end for these guys. Their conflicts of interest, their suppression, their censorship, Fauci controlling so much of the funding in the country and the world through Bill Gates and intimidating science. This isn't science. This is pure intimidation. And Michael Crichton put out an excellent diagram of all this that we have time before he died. I want to get to of pseudoscience versus real science. But guys, I can't find that in the stack. Will you reprint me the Michael Crichton graphic? Thank you. So right now, let's go to Fauci in 2012 at a dinner, at a conference promoting gain of function that he was funding. Here it is.
Of a catastrophic pandemic. This is not a theoretical danger. It is a real danger. For decades, NIH has supported basic influenza research included on transmissibility, host adaptation, and virulence. The goal is to anticipate what the virus is continually trying to do on its own in the wild and to prepare for it. Such goals were pursued by the NIH-funded scientists Kawaoka and Fouché and could have important positive implications for pandemic influenza prediction, prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. Kawaoka and Fouché constructed variants of H5N1 avian influenza in order to identify which genetic mutations might alter the transmissibility of the virus. In their studies, they employed a standard influenza animal model, namely the ferret. This slide shows the basic design of the experiments in which the virus was modified to allow for aerosol transmission from one ferret to another. I might point out that one of the causes of the public misunderstanding was the widespread belief that the virus that was transmitted by aerosol from one ferret to another actually killed the ferrets, when in fact that was not the case. We feel that these studies provide critical information, and it was important to determine if H5N1 virus that has this enhanced transmissibility would remain sensitive to existing anti-influenza drugs and vaccines. In addition, and importantly, knowledge of the genetic mutations that facilitate transmission may be critical for global surveillance of emerging influenza viruses. Yet.
So they bring in the global problem. They release it. Now they're the global solution. And by the way, I sent so many clips to the crew. That's one in Congress. I'd sent another one of him at a dinner saying, yeah, it's gain of function. So we'll play that next hour. The point is that he's all over the place saying it. That's classic gain of function right there. He just told Congress he's never been involved in any of it, though he just funded and supported and ran that. Put him in prison right there. Here is the exchange with him perjuring himself yesterday in front of Senator Rand Paul.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. It's a felony and a five-year penalty for lying to Congress. You stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH. In this paper, she took two bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature. These lab-created viruses were then shown to replicate in humans. These experiments combine genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals but not humans to create novel artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, "The Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches," these are Dr. Ebright's words, "this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research, done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause." Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and
wow.
I do not retract that statement.
It's an enemy of humanity.
This
right
paper
there.
That you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
They're in on it. They're
what
in on
was,
it.
Let me finish.
Shut up,
murderer.
And you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah, we do. We're on, you scum.
Officially, you do not know what you are talking about.
You're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
It is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It is molecularly.
Those viruses caused it.
Pause. I'm going to come back to this. He then talks about how they grabbed all these wild viruses and trying to say that Senator Paul, Dr. Paul, is saying those that did this. No. You got them and combined them, and your own program had Peter Daszak said that to develop an all-in-one vaccine. So you can be the heroes when she released this on us. You'll never get away with it, Fauci. You've launched your mad scientist attack. You've turned us all into guinea pigs. Hey, great. But like tyrants always learn, you get that big slug in and you wake up the tiger. You wake up the dragon. You're going to get your ass politically stomped in. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.